Hello, my name is Jamie Spires, and I'm with Nick Alakly from Kodiak. What was the name of the town you're from?
Akiak.
And we're here today to do an interview and just talk about things that he remembers from his past, and just have a nice interview. I was talking with the girl Louise from England, and she told me that you guys had talked about music, and so I wanted to know more about that because I thought that was pretty cool. She said that you had made instruments, and you also mentioned in class that you played accordion and guitar.
Yeah, I used to do a pastime when I was young. I used to practice instruments all the time, guitar and accordion. That's how we learned. We learned it just by ear. Listen to music and then start playing accordion. I don't know how to read notes on it, but it takes a lot of practice, once you learn the song, just keep practicing.
Yeah.
And after you learn that, then you get comfortable with accordion, then you can pick up anything seeing it. Guitar, I'm not too good at that. I just strum it, not pick it.
Yeah.
And I used to make bass with those taps, wash taps.
Oh.
Put a piece of wood up, put a string right in the middle of the tap.
Yeah.
That boom boom.
Did you play that too?
Oh yeah, anybody can play it. They used to, when I play accordion, they used to, somebody would play spoons. Some more grab them, they'd go all over.
Yeah. I've always wanted to know how to do that. This is what I was. Do you put them like this?
No.
Just regular?
No.
Oh. Back to back. They're good. Okay, so you put your finger in between the two.
Yeah.
That. Just go right
here.
I might be able to do that. I guess I always
it's
thought that.
Fun with the music.
Yeah. Cool.
But your parents might catch you with doing that. Some of them get pretty good at it. Like you get the calluses in there.
Yeah.
But our pastime was a lot of the boys used to know how to play accordion, guitar, and some of them really know how to pick.
Yeah.
A couple of them, they're passed on now, they're my friends. They could play like Chet Atkins.
Oh.
They were good at it.
So were you in a band, or did you just get together now and then?
Just get together. Have one, have nothing to do, just get together and play.
Yeah. Did you play for events and have dances?
Yeah, I used to play for dances in Old Harbor before they got jukebox.
Oh.
That's all they used before, accordion and guitar.
Yeah.
For dances. In our house now, Akiak, we had a big house, but we just lived in one section of the house, all the rest of it there, they used to dance in there all the time.
So what kind of music did you play?
Western.
Western?
Yeah.
Kind of Western swingy kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jitterbug.
Oh, fun. So what's your favorite kind of, is that your favorite kind of music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Western and rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
My favorite was Western. Western is Hank Williams from Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
And rock and roll, Elvis was my, you know.
My dad loves Elvis.
I mean, you can't find anybody that have that voice. You know.
No. He was really special.
Nobody ever will compete that guy.
No.
I think they will have. I like William Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
That good beat. I mean, that's the kind of music we used to like practice and have nice beat.
Yeah.
Hear them and try them. And it's like a couple of years ago, you know, I never used to play piano. I could play accordion, but then I played piano. So when I was working, senior center, they had a piano there. So I started practicing. I caught on right away.
Oh, you did?
Sometimes I think of a song, I just go there and play it. I'm looking to play mandolin, but I never got that good. There's a lot of people that used to play instruments all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of spare time and practicing every day. And then there's some people that used to play banjo.
Banjo, yeah. So old timey, folky music, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Do people have bands or kind of get together and play music anymore?
No. It's all lost. Nobody should get lost interest. Nobody seemed to want to learn accordion.
Do any of your kids play instruments?
No. I know my son, my youngest son can learn right away, but he was interested in piano. Sometimes I'd like to get him up, you know, all the stuff to learn right away.
Yeah.
Because he listened to me all the time. It's only take a good year to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes practice. You have to do it every day.
Uh-huh. It's like now I've got to kind of play accordion, I'll probably be all mixed up because I'm out of practice.
Yeah. Do your kids know that you play music? Did you play for them some?
Yeah, they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my oldest son went to home in Seattle, there's a place where like a museum for Western art singers. Those old accordions, old guitars, they were all around there. And they had play for the green and there's an organ there. You can play guitar, you can play.
Hmm.
But they're playing that organ. And my son was surprised, you know, I didn't know that.
Oh. Do you have your own accordion?
Yeah, I got a small one.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a better one. The accordion I got now, I don't like this too high.
Oh.
I like kind of bass like, you know. That's what I'm used to.
Did you ever think about trying to inspire your kids to use that ever? Or
no.
Start it, you know?
No?
No? Huh.
Well, if I had the instrument, I thought it would, you know, but I don't have. They're too expensive.
Oh, really, they are.
Accordion and a guitar, I can tune it with a bass, or accordion bass, and I can tune a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Now the people that try an accordion, they all have a hard time playing the bass and the left.
The left, yeah. It looks, I know it's really complicated. I've tried it before and I didn't know what was happening. I'll get you some coffee here.
No, oh, cup right there.
This up here?
No, right there. Right there.
Oh, right there. You like a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
I remember you said that. So in class the other day, you were talking about some stories and old legends and stuff, and I'm really interested in that too, about the little people and you know, the, I guess the Sasquatch type of things, you know. So, can you remember any other stories, or, I guess you've probably talked about this with other people, but I want to hear it too. Ulrich?
Uh-huh. He was interesting, I'm going to talk about it. He told me about his. He's got a lot of this going.
Yeah.
I told him about this. There's a long time ago I used to hear this story all the time. There's just one guy named David Peterson, and they were over, trapping over in the Red River. And they had two cabins. He stayed in one cabin, the guy stayed in the other. That time after they checked the trap, they were okay, so he could go to bed and drink tea and eat bread. And he heard a knock, so he opened the door. He was this little guy, he was all white. His hair, everything was white. He came in, so he offered him tea and bread. He took the tea, but he didn't eat the bread. So he said there's something wrong about this guy. He might fight under my bread.
Oh.
So he, after he got done, he came to the other side, very late. I don't think he had his gun by him because he didn't trust him.
Yeah.
Peeking at him, I guess. The guy got up. Supposed to be a guy. Go by the stove where there's wood and probably try to put clubs in or something. So he got up and shot him out. He got scared and he ran over to his other friend at a cabin. And he said, you know, when I shot a man, and he they're scared to go over there. They didn't go till morning.
Oh.
They went over there in the morning. She was scared of the man. When they got in there, they didn't see him. They didn't see him, man. There's a weasel.
Oh. No way.
Mm-hmm. That guy turned into a weasel.
Oh my gosh.
So it must have been because they never found no man.
Mm-hmm.
The weasel was shot up.
Yeah.
And when I went to dig a ball in it, of course, then they had books, you know. There's a book named Jamai. There's all kind of different stories in it. So I started reading it. There's one part, I know this guy named Otsu Benamaro. I started reading that. And here's the story I used to hear.
Oh.
Same thing.
Oh.
But he's the one that goes reading. He's telling the story.
Uh-huh.
It's in that book. That kind of was going to bring it.
Yeah, that would have been good.
It's the way I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I was surprised.
And so, you said that a lot of people see the hairy men or the...
Yeah, they call them a hula.
The hula?
Ahula.
And so, yeah, I guess I was wondering if they're always scary. Like, has there been incidences where they're not, where the people aren't scared, or?
No, just they can't even bother. Water or something. Oh, stealing dried fish.
Have they ever, like, taken little kids, or has anything like that ever happened?
No.
No?
A man coming to the house one time, my house.
Mm-hmm.
Why he picked my house, my dad's house. Because my dad and the other guy, they were jailers. They had knocking the door. But he didn't have fur. It was all covered like a gunny sack.
Uh huh.
And like fur that real dark brown.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's shaped like a man. He didn't do nothing. He just kind of shake hands. And my dad slapped him away.
Oh.
And then my dad escorted it out to the door. And, you know, he was in a struggle. But when he went out, it was moonlight. He got outside and then he seen him walking.
Mm-hmm.
He went up the hill. He watched until he can't see him anymore. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder what it was. I mean, I can never forget.
Yeah. And, like, how did your dad know what to do, too?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think he didn't shake his hand?
I don't know. He knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
It wasn't right.
I wonder what would have happened if he did, and if he would have stayed there.
I don't know. I only know I was scared, that's all.
You were?
I told that story a lot of times, and some people won't believe me. If I didn't see it myself, I wouldn't get able to eat anything.
Yeah.
But I did.
Run away.
Run away, person.
Oh.
And turn to turn wild, you don't have to be out in the woods. Get supernatural power.
Uh-huh.
You don't come to call it out without. I heard a lot of stories about them before. The whole time I didn't tell them. He said, you can't kill them with that gun, regular gun. He said, you won't fire. Only thing is to have to make a special bullet made out of brass.
Uh-huh.
It had to be a cross and end. Everything that could kill them. Then there's a similar story from around there, you know. One guy wrote an article someplace, okay, I read it. Right now, the same thing that happened to him, what happened to us in Korea. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
With the guy coming to your door. Mm-hmm. Boy, I wonder if it was the same guy.
I don't know, maybe.
And did he make him leave too?
Yeah, he said, all he knew was a whole lot, that's all.
Yeah.
So I was surprised they had the same kind of stuff in other places, you know, to see stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed it. About the weasel, those kind of hard to believe, you know. They couldn't find a man, they thought, after the man turned to a weasel.
Yeah.
And there was a weasel all the time. That's why he was all quite on.
Uh-huh. I still wonder why it didn't eat the bread.
Huh. Holy bread, you know, holy God's flesh.
Mm. Yeah. And so your dad saw little people too, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen?
No.
Seen them?
He seen the certain people. My dad did. The only time I was coming up from my friend's, right down the road, or my dad, or a house right there, by the road. And he must be outside, he'll come out, you know, he's good. Go outside and check out, see how the weather's gonna be. I was just coming up. He told me, did you see them? Yeah, he told me, you see them little people? I said, no, but they'll already hit them. I didn't see them.
Huh.
I saw them, and said, they went over. They walked over the other side. There was an empty house, old house. They went in there and never came out.
Huh. Did he describe them? Or?
I don't know. Only said they were small people.
With the other two elders, they talked about stories similar to this and how pretty much all Native cultures have stories similar, and that they believe that when the world becomes thin, or when the time is right, the spiritual beings, these beings, will show themselves more and more to people.
Yeah.
Have you heard something like that?
Mm-hmm. See, now you're gonna hear nothing about stuff like that. Before, you know. We used to hunt all the time and they used to have that kind of encounter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now nobody goes hunting or nothing. It's hard to experience stuff like that. I can find out it's one thing.
Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me
well,
too.
I have encountered one more time.
Yeah.
That way I can run after him, touch him or something.
Yeah.
Then I believe. That something might happen to me then.
Yeah, but I wonder. I don't know, this stuff really fascinates me. I believe that there's things like this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, I believe in fairies too, like there's stories of fairies in England and mm-hmm. places, you know, it's just a different type of story, but it's similar.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting that all over the world, people are kind of mm-hmm. saying the same things.
Like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Nobody can really catch it.
Yeah.
And so. In land, I guess they get the supernatural power.
Mm-hmm.
And they get their mind, you know. They must get hungry because they're all steaming. Dried fish. Like the guy I was telling you about, the Walter Penman, he said they were trapping up and getting them bait. Every morning, they had to start breaking out. You know,
uh-huh.
Out of the cool, keep them cool. And there was some missing. And he asked his brother, he seen tracks and tracks go so far they disappear. Couldn't see them. The next day, by the time he had a slab of bacon, this last time he lost the whole works.
No.
Those tracks came and
uh-huh.
disappeared. It's like that. Yeah, I think that same story I was telling you about for the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to bring it up now. When a girl, it was her grandpa that had the encounter.
Mm-hmm.
He got the book. And after I told her about it, she got the book and she got me one. But she never brought it.
Mm.
But they got that book in there. I thought that maybe travel.
There's ghost stories that I know from Talkeetna, but I don't remember any little people or stuff like that. Mm. It'd be interesting to learn more.
Yeah.
I bet there's some. So I also wanted to talk to you about bears. Like, you talked about bears in class, but, you know, we always hear about these Kodiak bears, you know, like they're huge and they're everywhere. And I don't know, I guess I just wanted to hear about, like, I don't know, some scary stories or some more, like, I guess if the bears are troublesome and how you hunt them and anything, I guess.
But before you hunt bear, you have to go all the way from the mountain to look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to figure out what the wind, which way the wind is going. Because once they smell you, they
yeah.
take off. You have to hold on a bit behind the wind where you know where they get smelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. now it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that feeling.
Do a lot of interactions happen with people and bears now? Or more so than before?
Yeah. You can't, you're not supposed to kill them, but sometimes you have to.
Hmm.
But, you know, dangerous little kids.
Yeah.
Especially if they're walking around the village. Even a Kodiak sometimes you can see. Not right downtown, but up in the Lauda, you know, the Lauda town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one time my dad, you know, shot a bear and he rolled all the way down and he shot it and turned to roam up my sleep and went into stick my arm and said, it was hot. Just killed it. Boy, was that scary. But I have to do it, I have to believe my dad all the time.
Yeah.
You tell me to take something out. I can't do what it is. You call it an attitude, I but I didn't find nothing. I just want to take my arm out of there. It's so hot. I told him, one time we're having discussions, you know, we had meetings, you know, all this language stuff. And I talked to them about it, you know, boy, they were really surprised.
Huh.
You know, if anything like that. I'm probably the only one that ever did that.
Huh.
And my dad said, after that, after you do that, you'll be scared of bears, but I'm still scared.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
Twice in America, almost got me. Last time was in 1996.
Mm.
I was in Camry in Alaskan Bay. We just needed to go home. We were stuck there at Stone Bowl. We were tied up in the dock. In the morning I got up at 12. My son would come on. Phone goes up by the
mm-hmm.
office outside. There's the airport and the booth. You know, while I talk to me, she told me, now they used to be a lot of fun, but there's a lot of bears in the Carson Bay. And they watch out for the bears. I'm talking about, there's no bear. And she kept talking to me, but didn't she do? Otherwise, if I went down right away, it could have.
Mm-hmm.
Face to face.
Yeah.
When I got out, it was about 6 feet from walking.
Yeah.
So, looked back and saw me, you know, scared me to it.
Yeah.
And they ran a little bit. And they ran the other side. They ran the other way. We think there was awkward around the office building.
Yeah.
I'm in the corner, so you can't see me. He's behind me. He must have turned around and ran after me. Because I went to the other corner, I looked at it, looking around, and sniffing, trying to see where I went.
Mm-hmm.
I outsmarted. So I thought I had it, but there's nobody around. My son was in the boat and he didn't know. So I had two options. I could go way under the dock, you know, or too small for the bear to fall. Or I could make a run from the beach to the dock. So I decided to run for it. The beach, I jumped in there. And there was a place where the bank people were. And they ran all the way, almost come to the end of the dock. I didn't look back, I just kept going. Even if running after me. I didn't want to see him. I guess he didn't see me running, but he went after me.
Yeah.
But he went after me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am, there was stairway up, there's a room up in the second floor, there's stairs going up there, I was going to go up there. So if I did, they could have trapped me.
Yeah.
They could have got me. Because there was no way I could have got away from me. I didn't have to get up. Mm-hmm. Some way I have to go down. I'm trying to have to think.
Yeah.
Because he must have been a boat. He didn't know nothing about it.
Did you tell him when you got back?
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't talk to me. I stayed at home. Few more minutes and a couple more minutes I could have had.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't meet up with my friends. See, the canary was closed. Everybody called us a crew and went over there and went in there. And they saw the bear a lot of time. She just dragged one trailer. Wild and they were making dried fish, I guess, taking all the dried fish.
Oh.
So they had to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come wild. If you know, you keep walking around. Every time you kill it, you have to, people have to react and feed you on food.
So you can't go hunt them anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can. Did you like the bear meat?
Yeah, it all depends how you cook it.
Hmm.
And if you got bear steak, and that goes to the top end. When you smell it,
huh.
It's a strong smell. And we didn't mind it because you eat too much wild stuff before. Yeah. Sometimes I just eat. Get the roaster, cut them up like steamed. Put them in the roaster and then cook them for a long time. Make a flour batter.
Mm-hmm.
Put curry.
Oh.
Get that wild taste out. Real good.
And so you don't cook them anymore? You don't go?
No, we don't. Huh. I don't put meat in the food anymore. Before you go, eat anything, you know.
Do you ever miss it, or is it just
no.
A... No.
I don't think I could eat it anymore.
Huh.
Maybe if somebody cooked it, I didn't know I probably needed it.
Uh-huh.
But not because it got really strong smell. Tough meat. When you cook it out, when you cook for a long time, you put curry in there, nice and tender.
Yeah. Huh. So what is your favorite, like, traditional food, I guess?
Fish.
Yeah.
Seal, I like seal.
Oh, yeah?
No, that's sea lion. Sea lion is better than seal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Is...
Sea lion is the... They're big, used to... soak them. Uh-huh. Just take them out and boil them. That was pretty good. The meat just come off the bone.
Uh-huh.
See how that strong taste to it. If you were used to it, you liked it. Because that leaves the fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go out. Make strip of fat, put them in a jar, let them ferment a little bit, and eat them with boiled fish and dried fish.
Oh.
And we ate a lot of ducks. All kind of ducks. Salt water ducks.
Uh-huh.
We got them in a skiff. Somebody would be driving, put them over, and throw a shotgun in the ball, and when they're flying, you know, and that forward. You know, the skiff is back, and then you could follow them and kind of catch them when they're coming down.
Uh-huh.
And shoot them and fall.
Mm-hmm. How would you cook the ducks?
Soup.
Soup.
Mm-hmm. And that's all. And roast.
Uh-huh.
Now that we used to roast, now that you're the best, better one.
Mm.
All the time you took it, now it's just winter time. And it's really good.
Mm.
And we make a place where we watch for them. Like a stream, gush full of humid water.
Uh-huh.
And the lakes are frozen, look for a stream. And you could, you're watching them, and then you could hear them coming.
Uh-huh.
And after they land, they can stand up and shoot.
Do you still get a lot of that kind of food?
Yeah.
You do? How do you like your fish? What's the best way?
Well, I like red salmon fried the best. And I like silverfish.
Yeah.
Silverfish. Well, I fried it. They're good too. But most of the time we bake them.
Bake, mm-hmm.
With tomatoes and onions and bacon.
I guess I'm kind of asking this because I'm wondering what to bring for the potluck. But also because I'm interested. Yeah, we've got red salmon. I've got a little bit of silver, but not very much. But we've got, they're not totally whole. They're gutted. And we've wrapped them up and froze them. So I could bring a whole red salmon and maybe I'll bake it or fry it or something, maybe fry some and bake some or something.
Yeah, it's like hump fish. I like them boiled there. And boil hump fish, you gotta boil the water first. After it boils, then put the fish in. I don't want to hear this, mush. And if it didn't boil up too long, then you need to put in the boiled water to cook better. You don't have to cook them. But red salmon, when you first come in the spring, you have to cook them a long time.
Mm. Why is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to think. Why? Only in the spring, when you first come, that's when you used to say you have to cook them real good.
Mm.
Other than time, it doesn't matter.
Do you remember eating berries a lot, or do you still eat berries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still eat black bush, black blackberry, cranberries. And summertime we have a lot of salmon berries.
Yeah.
Some people freeze them for the winter.
Now, are your salmon berries kind of orange, or are they more red? Because people from the interior, like our last elder, Edith, the salmon berries, they call them salmon berries. They're really tiny little plants, and they're kind of yellow. But the salmon berries I know are from Valdez, and they're on a big plant, and they're big and red.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, that's what you get down there.
They're like a great big huge raspberry.
Yeah.
They're just really big and juicy. Do you put seal oil with them?
Some people make it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just make it with milk.
Milk.
So you don't get constipated. You get constipated with them seeds pulled right up top.
Oh.
But as you sit down, you know, picking berries, don't eat them too much.
I've never heard that.
When you bring them home, you can put them in a cup and mash them up and put sugar and milk.
Yeah. Well, it's about time to stop here. It's already past 2, so I guess we'll end, and I'll tell you thank you for having an interview with me, and we'll see you later.
Okay.
All right.